Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of northern Iraq. The Kurds in Iraq want the United States to establish military bases in the Iraqi Kurdistan area. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman, just back from a trip to Iraq, will have all the details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to me about the trip.
Well, I went to northern Iraq to take part in a conference with Kurds from Syria, Iran, Turkey, and Iraq. They were talking about setting up a united Kurdish state across those four countries. And I had the opportunity, for example, to meet the co-president of the YPD. This is the Kurdish Democratic Union Party in northern Syria, an American ally. They are the Kurdish group that we are helping in northern Syria against ISIS. And she told me that they are desperate for more American help. They want a closer relationship. Kurds, by the way, from all four of these countries said the same thing. They want the United States to take a more active role in the region. And Kurds in Iraq, and here's a point for you, Jimmy, the Kurds in Iraq, including people in the government, are asking the United States to establish military bases in Iraqi Kurdistan.
The Kurds were the major boots on the ground as far as the fight to overthrow Islamic State, both in Syria and in Iraq. Has Islamic State been eliminated from there? What do we know?
The Islamic State has pretty much been annihilated in Mosul, but so has Western Mosul. The people who visited there told me it looks like Hiroshima. But ISIS is gone. The war there is over for now. My sources were telling me they expect this to be a military conflict by the end of the summer between the Kurds and the Arabs.
Ken Timmerman, who has just returned from Iraq with a report on his visit there in northern Iraq. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken Timmerman gave us an amazing report on his trip to Iraq. Islamic State has been defeated in Mosul. However, Ken reports that Mosul has been devastated. And remember, the Kurds were the major fighting force in the liberation of Mosul. The Kurds now want the United States to establish military bases in Iraqi Kurdistan in an effort to stabilize the area. The Kurds, as I have said, do want their own state in northern Iraq called Kurdistan. This is key for today, a Kurdish state in this oil-rich region. But prophetically, it's a major development. God will raise up the spirit of the Medes, the modern-day Kurds, to destroy Babylon. That's Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 11. Remember, Iraq is biblical Babylon. The stage is set for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...